your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got the Canary Party. Ginger Taylor is coming back on board. We're going to talk about the Vaccine Autism Link, the Kangaroo Vaccine Court, a new video they put out. And Rob Schneider, formerly of Saturday Night Live, all those funny movies, good guy, really a good guy, very intelligent. We've had him on the program. He narrates the video. We'll be talking about that this hour. Also, an incredible article, if I can call it that, piece on the issue of the rising violence within families of children that are so diagnosed within the autism spectrum to great severity, growing up, getting larger than their parents, and becoming a danger to themselves and others. And this is, you know, the initial tragedy of the damage to any child is horrific enough. But can you imagine trying to manage a 6-foot-tall, 250-pound child that's an adult but doesn't function the same way that you expect of an adult human? And this is a growing problem, and this problem is devastating because it's now resulting in violence visited upon the children just for survivability. Unless you pass judgment on these things, you've got to read this piece by Liam Sheff about it. We may talk about that some this hour, but I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Nathan's on the board. Super Don's making us sound so good. If you want to call in with a question or comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, coming up this weekend in Atlanta, looking forward to seeing everybody up at the cancer conference there at the Simpsonwood Retreat, healingstrong.com. I think if there's any left seating, it's not there. It's standing room only now. So Ty Bollinger will be there. We'll be back with that Outside the Box Wednesday tomorrow as well. But Super Don, did you see this video that the Canary Party did?
I did. It was really cool to see, you know, hear Rob Schneider, because, you know, if you recall, we had him on, what was it, a couple of years ago, year ago, 2 years ago?
I think it was like AB4109 or 2, I don't remember the number, out of California. It was related to vaccines. Very well thought on the subject, very intelligent, speaks on it and doesn't back down. Respect him immensely. We'll have to get him back on. Yeah. But I did want to get you a preview of this, and we have it linked up. In fact, it's embedded, the video, if you haven't been to see it on YouTube. It's embedded into the show notes at robertscottbell.com right now. And in fact, it's quite extraordinary. It's very matter of fact to the point, with nice images that go along with it. I thought we'd kind of open up the subject by hearing the voice from the video, in fact, right now. Rob Schneider, let's go ahead and play clip one, Nathan.
In the last 30 years, the childhood vaccine schedule has tripled, while the U.S. autism rate has skyrocketed from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 50. Dozens of published research papers show that, yes, vaccines and autism are linked.
Mm. Wow. Well, I mean, and that is huge. That we covered. You remember when they first came out with, when they came out with that statistic where it became 1 in 50? And so, you know, the question that was being asked when that came out is, how? How do you go from 1 in, what was it, 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 50?
Well,
there's
got
to be a reason.
This is another level of the gauntlet being thrown, because Rob says it very matter-of-factly, and this is rough because the vaccine cultists, the vaccine apologists, do not like this. And when you do it this way, they come back and say, of course, there are thousands of studies showing just the opposite, that vaccines don't cause autism, but you have to listen to a show like this one, the Robert Scott Bell Show, to get the kind of experts that are showing you that the very studies they claim diffuse the whole vaccine autism link prove that it exists.
And do you remember what the reason was, the explanation they came up with as to why it went to 1 in 50? Oh, we're just diagnosing it better
right,
now.
Right, of course. We got better diagnostic techniques. Well, let's go back to Rob Schneider here. Rob Schneider on clip 2 from the Canary Party's video on this. Very interesting. Clip 2.
Yet the debate rages on, in part because of the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, passed by Congress as a result of pharmaceutical lobbying. It shields drug companies from liability for injuries and deaths caused by the vaccines they manufacture. Vaccines that the federal government admits are unavoidably unsafe.
Unavoidably unsafe. I mean, that's the point of the whole vaccine kangaroo court, is that they recognize that unless they released all of the vaccine manufacturers from liability, if they didn't do that, the vaccine makers were going, we're not making any. Now, me, as homeopath, knowing what I know about vaccines, would have went, yes, take your vaccines and leave. Never come back. Which is what happened after Jenner started doing his work and his followers started doing his work with the cowpox vaccine. And right. That is what was erased from history in America. In the Western world, they don't teach this fact that the vaccinologists were the ones that were kicked out of cities, of towns, because they were devastating the population with witchcraft and butchery. And, of course, they don't get that now because it's wrapped up in a white lab coat, a stethoscope, and a syringe that looks all scientific. And, of course, the children are being damaged tremendously.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Now, this next clip, it sets it up. There's a kid named Eric that Rob Schneider is talking about here. Go ahead and hit that clip 3.
Had Eric been harmed by a pharmaceutical product other than vaccines, his parents could sue the manufacturer in civil court, entitling them to the standard legal process with a judge, jury, private attorneys, legal precedent, and discovery, all within public view. But for kids like Eric, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act says no.
Incredible. Wow. This is the story that's not being told out there in the old media, and there are thousands upon thousands and thousands, perhaps more, of families impacted by vaccine and vaccine damage, directly caused by injecting toxic poisons in foreign animal RNA, DNA, aborted fetal tissue. We go on. We've covered this for many, many years here. But now suddenly it's making the tracks out into the big bad world, because one too many parents and one too many children have been impacted, one too many families. And they can't put that vaccine genie back in the bottle. But they're only going to attack those who are messaging this out here. And someone who knows that also all too well is a parent of a child who's been harmed by these vaccines. And she's a guest here a number of times and a good friend. Her name's Ginger Taylor. I'm sorry. She joins us from the Canary Party right now. Ginger, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. How you doing?
I am always outraged and livid when I have to cover the subject because of the real impact on families like yours, Ginger. And, of course, having been to autism one the last couple of years, seeing it in mass instead of one at a time, how devastating this is. What you have done with this video puts out another layer of the mess in a very balanced and calm way. And I have to say, hats off to you, Ginger, and what you've done here.
Thank you very much. It's it's a story that's really complicated and hard to tell. And we wrote, I wrote about this in the book Vaccine Epidemic when we put it out. But picking up a 500-page book with, 150 pages worth of notes is not what everybody on the street does. And the media certainly isn't covering the story. And we'll even talk to people who we've kind of tried to explain the liability protection. And he'll be like, well, why don't you sue? And you're like, no, you can't sue. But, yeah, you should just sue. I'm like, you can't sue. That's the point. We're just out here in the cold. There's no way. There's no recourse. And trying to find a way to tell this story in a bite-sized, something that they could that the public can digest.
Right.
It's something that I really looked for. And when I came across one of the draw shop videos that had done, some stuff on some heady stuff on World War II and kind of the collapse of civilization. And I was like, this is a medium that we can use to really tell the story in a way that people will engage long enough to take it in. So we're really happy with how it came out.
Yeah, and by the way, as we played a couple of clips, I'm going to play a couple of more here. Rob Schneider, very calm and even keeled. The energy, you don't have to
exaggerate. You almost don't have to emote. It might take away from it. Just lay out the facts. They're so outrageous when you sit back and look at what the government has done to provide for the no liability of the manufacturer of these products. I mean, imagine what you could do if you had carte blanche from the government. You can create a product that can harm anybody, anytime, the day or night, even kids, and you will not be held liable for it. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to try and convince everybody that they have to buy your product. And you know, and what could you do with that? And this is what the vaccine manufacturers have been able to get via lobbying and, of course, via the wrong-headed notion that we must have these vaccines in order to prevent disease from occurring. And that, from the get-go, is where I would argue and have argued for years, we've got to have that debate as well, because our wrong-headed concept belief in the germ theory, which is a cult-like belief in the germ can kill us just by being exposed to it, is wrong. So let me go ahead and run clip four here. We'll go ahead, Nathan, clip four.
Instead of suing the pharmaceutical company directly, parents of children like Eric are forced to petition the Department of Health and Human Services, and if federal health officials oppose compensation, the case is argued before a special master in the U.S. Claims Court. Many refer to this as vaccine court, though it isn't a court at all, but rather an administrative procedure in which the family asks the government to admit the vaccine caused their child harm and requests compensation for the child's care.
Incredible that you have to petition government for this, Ginger.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's really, I mean, we call it a kangaroo court. I have one of my co-authors on vaccine epidemic, Mary Holland, who's the head of NYU Graduate Legal Studies program, is it also kind of an expert, spent a lot of time in studying Russia and Soviet Union and time there. And she draws a lot of correlations between just the mock courtroom that they would have. Everybody walking into a courtroom knew I was going to be called guilty no matter what when they walked in the door. And this is really, there are a lot of correlations between just, it's a big fake. You know, it's a show they put on, and they compensate only the ones that they kind of have to compensate. They can't get away with not compensating. And they actually brag openly in meetings where parents have been in attendance. Eric's mother is a real person. Eric's a real child, and she was at a meeting about this court, and one of the special masters was actually bragging about how many cases that they are able to dispense with.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Ginger Taylor, our guest from the Canary Party this hour, talking about the kangaroo vaccine unconstitutional courts out there. If you're not aware of this, check out the video. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Protect your kids from the danger of the medical monopoly and the med.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Here are some shocking facts about the so-called vaccine court. Pharmaceutical companies do not have to participate in the proceedings at all. Taxpayers pay for all damages. The U.S. Department of Justice acts as the government's lawyer, with taxpayers footing the bill for their defense. The family's attorney is paid out of the trust fund, administered by the Department of Health and Human Services, which has a history of punishing plaintiffs' lawyers by slashing their fees and waiting a decade or more to pay them, leaving some families without any legal representation.
That's Rob Schneider narrating the new video from the Canary Party. Ginger Taylor on with us now. Really a stunning little piece of work there in a short time. I urge you to kind of make it go viral. We've got it linked up in the show notes today at robertscadbell.com. And Ginger, Rob Schneider is the real deal as a celebrity who's not afraid to step up and say what he truly believes. And he's a dad as well, so he's got a lot of concerns about this.
Yeah, and we love him. He does not have an affected child. He's a healthy baby, and he started looking into vaccines and health options for his son when he was born and stumbled onto all this and was outraged and got involved and met some of our Canary Party moms in California trying to defend, exemption rights there. And, you know, first time I talked to him, he said, you know, I really felt a kinship with these moms who are fighting for their kids. And, you know, I talked to them and he's got it. I was like, wow, he's on board. And he was saying things like we and us and we've got to do that. And I was like, wow, you know, we're kind of feeling alone out there in this fight. And he was like, really counts himself a part of our movement. And I was really impressed with him. So, and grateful. And he had to do this a couple times. We had, you know, revisions and he was like, tell me where you want me to be and when. And just really a good guy. I mean, absolutely, he's a real deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we support him, and we'll get him back on and talk more about this and appreciate that very much. Now, going back to the kangaroo court, the unconstitutional basis of a vaccine court, here we have a court that is paid for by the U.S. taxpayer directly or indirectly. And then on top of that, basically, the goal is to deny claims, to deny any link between vaccines and anything called autism, although we can call it brain inflammation or encephalopathy. And in those cases, they'll often, more likely to award some kind of money. But nothing can compensate a family or a kid
that has been damaged this way. And there's nothing within the government structure that supports actual remediation of the damaged or injured child. It is only about some form of behavior modification. No acknowledgement of heavy metal toxicity, gut damage, neurological toxicity. And so the government is the same entity, along with these big pharmaceutical firms, that facilitated the problem. I have a problem with looking to them to correct the problem that they created. And I know this is a point, I don't say a disagreement, but listen, I am fully in favor that they should compensate those who are victimized in this way. But I just don't have a lot of hope because the system is so corrupt, Ginger.
Oh, it is. And, I'm absolutely of the belief that the government is never going to come out and issue a mea culpa that says, turns out the autism epidemic is our fault. Sorry about that. My bad. We'll fix it now. And the thing is, they didn't put out an admission that vaccines don't cause autism. The HRSA, public office sent it to journalists in February of 2009 saying vaccines cause brain damage that progresses into autism, autism-like symptoms and seizures. And we don't keep a track of how often that happens. Two outlets reported it and three outlets reported it, Huffington Post, Fox News and CBS, and then everybody pretends they never said it. So, the denial and the craziness of this is, it's stunning. And they're never gonna clean up the problem. The best we can hope for them is they'll stop pushing the vaccines on school kids, get out of the way and let families do what they need to do for their child, and stop protecting vaccine makers. They just need to get back into a court where you have that regular product tension where a company is actually afraid of causing harm because it will lose the money. Because they operate on that's what business is for making money. And if they can make money and hurt kids, that's, probably not a good idea to them to say, for the sake of the kids.
Right.
I put out a graphic a long time ago on Facebook that says, titers, let's push titers testing instead of boosters because there's a lot of neurological damage. So, and it'll turn our $35 billion profits into a $10 billion profit. But really, we should do that for the kids, said no pharmaceutical company ever.
Exactly.
They're never going to cut profits to save brains.
Ginger Taylor, Canary Party, our guest this hour. We're going to talk also about another hearing potentially in Congress. What does Ginger perceive may or may not happen there? If you'd like to listen or watch, in fact, this YouTube video, go to robertscottbell.com right now, and we've got it linked up as well to the Canary Party's website. So check it out. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Like nowhere else in media, say thanks to our sponsors. We'll be back with more of Ginger Taylor after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, if you think vaccines are benevolent syringes from heaven, you're listening to the wrong show. In fact, they are they're hellish in what they do. Not only to the immune system, but to the digestive system, to the nervous system. There's no basis in real science to support the idea of artificially stimulating an antibody and claiming that you are defended for life. You no longer have to do anything. I mean, this is such a lazy, intellectually lazy concept. Of course, it's not popular. It's not out there in the old media. But since when do we ever wait around for them? Who else is not waiting around for them? Ginger Taylor and the Canary Party. They put out a great video narrated by Rob Schneider about the, how would we say it? The way vaccines are defended and protected via a Monopoly Protection Act, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. I urge you to listen to it. It's linked up in the show notes here at robertscottbell.com. You can call in if you've got a question or a comment. Ginger Taylor's back with me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Ginger, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, you got it. Now, people, when they tune into this show for the first time, they're shocked because I will boldly state what is self-evident to me in my experience as a homeopath, as a dad,
You know, someone has been researching this for many, many years. But still, the matter-of-fact nature of the video that was produced, the way it was done with the drawings and things, I think this has a lot of potential to actually make a big dent in the consciousness of those who are very resistant to this, because it's very balanced in its perspective of what it lays out.
And that's what we're trying to do. I mean, this is very much just the facts. It's not, it's something that's so egregious that it doesn't need a lot of hype. It's just, you can't go to court. Well, but yeah, but you can go to court, right? You can, you have to be able to sue. They can't make bad vaccines because they'll get sued. No, they won't. You can't go to court. People, you know, it's hard for people to wrap their brain around that idea. And once you understand, like, you can't, you, nobody's gone, there hasn't been a vaccine injury death or death case in front of a jury in more than 25 years, then it starts, then you start to go, oh, well, then they can get away with murder. They actually have a license to kill children, and they say, yes, this will kill children, and we can never be sued for it. Like, it takes a while for that to sink in. But once you do, you go, oh, well, of course it can cause that much damage then, because there's no accountability. And that's what it is. There's no accountability.
Yeah, but that is something that's been embedded into the very fabric and DNA of our government, no accountability. The ability to do something to others and have nothing to account for it, it basically breeds monsters, not humans. And there have been psychological tests conducted. We can go back to World War II, Nazi Germany, the atrocities visited upon those in concentration camps, to recognize that if you dehumanize, or let's say you decouple or disconnect your actions to any reactions that come back on you, that humans become very animal and monster-like.
You know what? I really believe it. And in working in this, it's seeing how they strip the humanity away from people is amazing. And just even just kind of basic common sense, there's two reports out that I've read. One was put out by my own state in Maine on how to market vaccines. This is by our public health department, how to market vaccines to resistant families. And literally, it, you know, goes through and says, well, here is the demographics of age and, you know, rural versus city life. And these are the reasons that parents are saying no. And here are the things that you can do. On the brochure, here's a picture that'll work the best. Here's the slogans that'll work the best if you stay to them in the office. You know, and it was something like 80% were worried about safety. You know, 60% were worried about autism. And they never answer the questions. They just say, these are what they're worried about, and this is how you change their mind. But they never say, oh, and these may be founded. It's just as if, and then the government, HHS at the federal level put out kind of the same thing on, oh, I'm sorry, it was the UN, and I'll give it to you so you have it in the show notes. And it's a report on internationally how, what kind of, what vaccine resistance looks like, who are the, you know, who are the major players in causing this problem. And Thinking Moms Revolution, who was carrying, you're going to talk about Liam's article, they were, yes, one of the one of the groups flagged in there that said that they, you know, these are, they're a problem, they're on the UN watch list. But it really, it's like it's written by sociopaths, because it's just, yes, people are worried about brain damage. People are worried about they have religious reasons they don't want to vaccinate. And it skips right over the reasoning. It just is, it treats people like they don't have a brain. Like, and this is the problem. And we'll, and these are the types of refusal. And these are the people that you should talk to. And these are the people that you should ignore and just monitor.
Ginger.
So Thinking Moms are, it's crazy.
You know, when the vaccine industrial complex lost was when they started attacking parents. Even like the Thinking Moms Revolution, those, when they start attacking the messages coming direct from the parents, the moms and dads who observed the decline, the damage in real time and described it, that is the moment where they lost. I mean, I would say they lost before that, but in reality, that's where the end was, let's say, foreseeable. Because now they're losing ground. Every bit of propaganda they put out is backfiring to varying degrees. And if they attack this video, and we talked off the air, you think they might just ignore it, because it's just, what are you going to say on it? It's just laying out the facts there. But the reality is, when they began to attack the parents of these injured children, that is when they've lost any ability to stake a ground that that others, even those that believe in vaccines, can wholeheartedly support.
You know, it's really funny that you say that, because was it last week or 2 weeks ago, after this UN report came out, and part of it was on the approaches you should take, We saw something happen in 2 days. One, Nancy Snyderman of NBC, who's one of the worst vaccine pushers in the media, doesn't mention that she's also vice president at Johnson & Johnson while they were getting mercury-based Rogam shots to pregnant women, and they're having litigation surrounding that. She never discloses that, and that she has a company that has a nonprofit that's backed by pharma. But she goes out and acts like she's a actual doctor just giving you advice for your health. And she's famously said, just get your damn vaccine. That's, you know, about the flu shot. I mean, she's just one of the worst.
She's a witch.
Oh, she's one of the most hated people, you know, on this topic. And she changed her tune because people who didn't vaccinate were crazy and dangerous and awful. And now she's saying, well, they're educated moms who are well-meaning, but they're just wrong. And then the next day, Sanjay Gupta used the same phrase. Well, these parents are well-meaning on the Anderson Cooper show. And so it was like, wow, they've gotten a new talking point. Attacking parents doesn't work anymore. Now we have to pat them on the head.
Pat them on the head, yeah. And by the way, you know, we'll
attacks are working.
We will give some of these, you know, talking heads in the media in the medical realm their props when they do something good, like we've done with Sanjay Gupta when he came out and acknowledged that he was wrong about cannabis. But at the same point, as you said, he'll go out and do the talking points on vaccines, and they'll say the parents mean well, but they don't understand. No, Mr. Neurosurgeon, Dr. Gupta, you don't understand. And that is the point. The parents know more than you, the neurosurgeon, the brain surgeon. They know more than you, Nancy Snyderman. And, you know, Rob Schneider, the actor, the comedian, knows more than you, Dr. Snyderman. So this is something that is shocking to their egos, but that's another fall that they're going to have to live with. And, you know, we'll be there with the Arnica Montana if they change their ways.
Well, and the great thing that's happening in this country is that people really are waking up at all levels. And unfortunately, it's had to be because corruption is so widespread now. It's in everything. I mean, whatever area you're in right now, you're dealing with corruption, you know. Banking, the wars, you know, if you go to the grocery store, why is this food so toxic and cost so much? You know, you see it all around you everywhere, so it's easier for people to go, yep. Like, the medical profession is sacred. If we're going to see corruption and be open to it, I think that's the last place because that's the most threatening place because my family, my baby, my health, I depend on them to be alive. You want to believe that they are effective and honest and working in your best interest to know what they're doing. But even, I think things are so bad now in this country that people are willing to go, yeah, no, if the government's lying about vaccines, yeah, they lie about everything else, you know. So I think people are waking up, and to me, it's like, well, they wake up fast enough. The response we've gotten from the video is great. I mean, people, your emails and, you know, hits and comments, and we have had no mainstream exposure at all. This is just simply viral. We haven't even started any of that. So it's something that resonates with people, and I've watched some of the discussions taking place on, like, moms' boards and things like that. And we really, you know, part of this is I really want this to be a tool for parents who, if they're having problems explaining why they're not participating in the vaccine program anymore, that they can send it to the school principal or to the, you know, to their pediatrician and say, look, you need to understand that this is systematically broken. I don't want to participate in this program. It's a broken program. There's no recourse for me if there's a problem. And you can't assure me that there's not going to be a problem because I came in, you know, to your doctor, I came in and asked you questions that I already knew the answers to and you didn't know the answer. So I don't trust you because you're in a broken system, whether you know it or not. So this is, you know, I want people to use this in every way that they can to justify, look, I'm not participating in a program that will kill children and then abandon these families who have kids who are, severe, nonverbal, and violent, and, you know, in need incredible care.
Ginger, speaking of an issue of nonviolence into violence, in the last 3 months, two mothers of autistic children have tried to kill those children and then themselves. And this is, I believe, a growing problem because there is a form of desperation when there's no way out that moms would seek to do this. And Liam Sheff just wrote a piece at Thinking Moms Revolution blog. We have it linked up. I know this is a deep issue, but if you have any words on it, I urge people to read it because you really picked up on what's going on.
You know what? It's such a hard issue. It's so, you know, it hits you where you live because there's just no good. It's the loss of hope. It's the loss of any sanity. It's it's awful. You know, Liam is somebody who is, he's so bright, and he has such a huge heart, and he's so connected to kind of the pain that these families are going through, and
right.
it's so outrageous to you know, if you know some of these stories, and it is a growing trend. I started a couple, even several years ago, people were, you know, talking about, oh, well, autism is just, it's something, it's a different experience. And I'm like, well, no, for some people, it kills them. You know,
yeah.
We have people who are being, children who are being, you know, abused and in schools and
well, just imagine, Ginger. I mean, and it's not, you don't have to imagine this because you know it. You've lived it, having a child that's been injured this way. But for those who are out there that don't understand, I urge you to read the piece by Liam Sheff. I've got it linked up. We'll talk to Liam tomorrow as well. We're going outside the box for Wednesdays, as we always do with Ty Bollinger. Ginger Taylor, Canary Party, great job on the video. Thank you for being here and letting loose on a topic you won't hear anywhere else.
Thank you.
All right, well, we've got a little bit more healing to go. Can we rely upon the government to provide good nutrition? Get those kids and those babies nutrified? Well, I'm going to tell you how that is not the case, but what you can do.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No way, not drinking the vaccine Kool-Aid here on the Robert Scadbell Show. But what I am drinking, I want you to drink, and that's the water that's clean and pure and ionized and alkalized and structured. Go to robertswater.com, find out what I'm doing, and you can do it too. There's a downloadable ebook that you can get for free as well. And speaking of ebooks, Ty and RSB, TMB and RSB, have one on nutrition, on supplementation. And you can go to thepowertohealisyours.com or just link through. There's a banner at robertscottbell.com. Thanks again to Ginger Taylor today. Canary Party, they need your help getting the word out because there are more congressional hearings scheduled sometime like mid-November. And so we want you to send that video out to your congressmen and your senators and let them all see what's going on there. You can sign up for Canary Party email lists as well. But bottom line, share that video that we talked about today on the air. We'll try to get Rob Schneider on to talk about it as well. But I'm not holding out a lot of hope for what happens there, but I am also not so cynical to say that it won't open the eyes of someone. So I say, yes, share that video. Send it to your congressman or senator. And with that nutritional deficiency, speaking of Congress, we've got a story. I think this comes off of hellfinder.duh. And yes. It relates to commercial baby foods. Remember we talked about the story of a baby up there in Maine, another one where a young family, young mother who was feeding goat's milk and supplementing the goat's milk, a nice comprehensive formula. And I've had some friends on the liberal left, in this case, loony and nutritionally deficient left, to say, well, it's just the doctors are looking out for the baby. Well, maybe. Maybe they have good intentions, but you know about the road to hell. Paved with good intentions, and it's paved with syringes that are killing our children. What we have here is a serious lack of understanding of how nutrition is brought into the body. Now, HealthFinder.gov actually acknowledged something here. Commercial baby foods, they fall short for nutrition. And this was the argument that they wanted to get this baby, they were going to take the baby away because the mom was using goat's milk and some other stuff instead of relying on commercial baby foods or baby formulas, which happened to be sweetened with high fructose GMO corn syrup, that happened to have things like hydrogenated oils, that happened to have things like what else? Synthetic vitamins, which are not the same, and in fact can become toxic for little babies. And this is something that they acknowledge in this at HealthFinder.duh, and we got it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This was analyzing the nutritional content of all baby foods, believe it or not, in the United Kingdom, used during weaning, interestingly enough.
Yep.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing they came up with here, and I don't know, how, you know, this is a lot of egg-headed stuff, but they said the energy content of the spoonable foods was almost identical to that of breast milk, and their protein content was only 40% higher than formula milk. How do you measure energy, and what energy are we talking about? The energy of a synthetic or energy of something natural, right?
Well, they never differentiate. They never distinguish.
No.
And that's why,
no.
You know, when we talk about calories here, it's much different than what you'll hear about with calories in, calories out. No, not every calorie is equal to every other calorie. When those calories come along with these toxic poisons, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, etc., that alters our body's ability to interact, deal, and metabolize and excrete.
And that is not something doctors are evidently smart enough to figure out, even though Hellfinder.duh kind of related a little bit to it. Now, once they're beyond weaning time, then they get through to the drive-thru. There's good news for all you drive-thru aficionados. The pink slime is back, just in time for school lunches. Drive-thru, little cafeteria there, because they're adding pink slime into school mystery meat. I'm not kidding. Yeah. It's back.
It is. It's back. And you know, there were a lot of states, a lot of school districts that said, heck no, we're not feeding that to the kids. We can't do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, unfortunately, human nature, short-term memory, there's a lot of that going around in this country. A year later, now they're starting to put it back in there. And why? Mm-hmm. It's cheaper.
It's cheap. Right? Well, we don't have the money for real meat, real food, so let's make some pink slime go a long way. Do your children eat this stuff? And if so, what are you thinking or not thinking? If you know other family members that you have, distant family relatives that you want to help them out, let them know that this is going on so at least you can make your own mystery meat at home that won't contain pink slime for the kids. Yeah. You know, they might rebel a little bit, but once they see it, it's not strawberry ice cream. Soft serve.
No,
it looks
not
like that coming out.
It looks like it. It definitely does, yes.
Well, listen, we got Outside the Box Wednesday coming up tomorrow with Ty Bollinger. Like I said, go to thepowertohealisyours.com. As long as we can keep it free, we've got it, a free downloadable ebook leading you to some great supplements that help us out and keep us going here. If you aren't already saying thanks to the sponsors, and you can see the links up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com, please do so. We can bring this message to you 6 days a week only because you support those that support us. And continue to tell your friends and family members, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty like nowhere else in media. Check out that Canary Party video. It's in the show notes as well. Spread the word. Well, we still got a lot of work to do. The rest of the polluted, toxic mainstream media is downing pink slime like there's no tomorrow. And we'll detoxify them. We're ready for them. We're ready for you as well. Tell your friends that the power to heal is theirs as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.